Let's hear now about a better way of keeping colds away from you. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on a new study that offers another way to at least cut the risk of catching a cold. Get more sleep.
The viruses that cause the common cold are always out there, spreading from person to person. None of us see them coming. One minute, we feel fine, and the next... But here's something to think about. Even if we touch, say, a doorknob or a keyboard that's covered in cold germs from an infected person, we don't always catch the cold.
Sometimes when we're exposed to viruses in the natural environment, we end up not getting sick.
That's psychologist Eric Prather of UC San Francisco. He studies how our behaviors can influence our health. He says our immune systems often do fend off common cold viruses, but how well our bodies do this can vary. Prather wanted to know the role a good night's sleep might play in making us less vulnerable.
It's been a long-held belief that, you know, if you don't get enough sleep, you're likely to get sick.
But how much sleep do you really need to protect yourself? Prather and his colleagues designed a straightforward experiment to find out.
So what we did is we recruited about 160 people, and we measured their sleep objectively over a week.
Using a device similar to a Fitbit. All of the participants were healthy adults, ranging in age from 18 to 55. And what happened next is that all of them were brought into a laboratory where researchers sprayed a live common cold virus into their noses.
What we did was we, in fact, infected them with the cold virus. And we kept them there for 5 days to see who, in fact, developed the cold.
It turned out that the people who were getting the least sleep were much more likely to end up with a cold compared to people who slept more.
Remarkably, what we found was that if you slept 6 or less hours on average, 39% of the people got colds. But if you slept more than 6 hours, only 18% got colds.
So in other words, getting more than 6 hours of sleep cut the risk in half.
It's striking.
It's not exactly clear how a good night's sleep protects us from colds, but Sheldon Cohen of Carnegie Mellon University, who is the senior author on the paper and has been studying the common cold for years, says inflammation seems to play a role.
So there's evidence that people who don't get sufficient sleep show higher levels of inflammation in general.
But Cohen says sleep is certainly not the only factor that influences the risk of the common cold. His research finds, for instance, that chronic stress and a lack of exercise can increase a person's susceptibility too.
Health behaviors tend to have pretty big effects.
So when it comes to sleep, this study adds to the evidence that lots of us need more of it. The National Sleep Foundation recommends at least 7 hours for adults per night, and even more for children and teens. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.